Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to welcome you to the studios of LBN, LIC Broadcasting Network, as we begin our show session today called Releasing Your Greatness Now for Teen Males Only. Today we're talking about releasing your greatness now for teen males only. Again, I'm your host, Larry C. Barge. And I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning in the studios of LBN. As a releasing your greatness now master coach, I want to talk today about teen males. Three areas that we'll deal with. We have what we call the preteen adult male or pre-adult teen male. That's the age category from 17, 18, and 19. They're at the door of adulthood, but they still teenagers. So we call them pre-adults, teen males. And then we have what we call teen males. And that is the age category from 13, 14, 15, and 16. Teen, truly teen males. And then we have what we call preteen. And what I mean by preteen, we're talking about 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and 13-year-olds, kind of preteen, or you can say 10, 11, 12, but really 11, 12, and 13, because that 13-year-old is still kind of a, that's the beginning, but it's still kind of a preteen, and inside of them is greatness, untapped potential. Even the preteen males have greatness inside of them. The teen males have greatness inside of them, and the pre-adult teen male have greatness inside of them. It is the greatness that has been with them since they were children. Anybody you see now of professional stature walking in greatness, it was there when they were children. That's years of mentoring, training, development, and working the ability that the greatness attached to. How do I bring forth the greatness that is inside of me as a teen male, as a pre-adult teen male, or as a teen male, or as a preteen male? In each category, how do I bring forth this greatness that is inside of me, this untapped potential? How do I bring it forth? We're going to talk about some steps today in doing that. But first, let's get an understanding. There is untapped greatness inside of you. We call it untapped potential. But there is also abilities inside of you. Everybody is not good at all things, but everybody is good at something. And let me say that again. Everybody is not good at all things, but you better believe your bottom dollar, you're good at something. Now, when you take greatness and attach it to ability, greatness has to attach to something in order to come out and manifest. Greatness inside of you is unlocked, untapped potential. Ability moves, activates, and motivates potential. So when greatness is attached to ability, I have now the working of greatness. When ability comes out, the ability to do something, and you attach greatness to it, and you begin to work the ability, train the ability, mentor the ability, develop the ability, and the ability keeps increasing. It keeps going through levels and changes. And once the ability goes through these things, then greatness increased. The more ability increased, the more greatness increased. Greatness is manifested. Manifested means something that was hidden but now is seen. Greatness is manifested when ability comes out. A father is playing in the backyard with his 8-year-old son, and he'd been throwing balls back and forth with his son. Even when his son was a little baby, he would play with him and throw roll balls back and forth. But at 8 years old, the father began to notice that there was an ability there. And the son has a love for baseball. And the father sees that. The son loves to go out and hit baseball. He loves to catch. And the father's looking at it, and it's just a little bit of something. But the father is looking at it, the mentor. You can't have greatness without a mentor. And you can't have ability without a mentor, because mentors train ability. And greatness promotes ability. So the father is the first mentor, and he sees the ability, and he sees the potential. He sees the greatness, which is untapped potential. He sees it, but the child is so young. So the father says, I'm going to work with my child because I see something about this boy. He has the passion for baseball. He has the love for baseball, and he can acquire the knowledge of the game. He has the ability, even now, I see that he has the ability to become a great hitter, a great batter. He has the ability to become a great catcher. I see that. So I'm going to see, can I sign him up in some rec ball so we can enhance his ability? Now, greatness has been discovered. Ability has been discovered. And you just don't become a teenager and think that that ability and greatness just popped up. No. It was there. It was there when you was a child. You just didn't tap into it. It was untapped potential. The greatness is there. You was born with greatness and it's untapped potential. Now, for some of you young men, some of you pre-adult teens, or either you are teenagers and then the preteens, even at that age, you have tapped into your greatness. Some of you have been playing baseball, softball, basketball since you was little. And now that you're at the teen level, you're doing some outstanding things on the basketball court, in the baseball field, on a softball or soccer or track. You're doing some awesome things at high school level. Now, high school level would deal with the category of teen males, talking about what we're talking about for high school, especially around the age of 14, 16 year olds. We're talking about high school, and even 17, because we got some people that graduate at 17, but then we got some people graduate at 18. So I can say from 15, 16, and 17, even 18, you're dealing with high school level athletes. Now, at high school level, that means you've had many years prelaying to develop your ability and skill. And by the time you get to the high school level of playing basketball, you should be very good at the game. If you have genuine ability, then you will excel as a basketball player on high school level. We see many colleges scrambling, trying to invite the best high school players to their teams. And the only way they're getting that offered to them is because of the ability and the greatness that is revealing the ability. Without ability, how do you reveal greatness? Greatness has to be attached to something, young people. It has to attach to something so that it might manifest. God created the heavens and the earth by himself. He made them. And the Bible says he's a great God. Just for a minute, just the apostle side, just for a second, he's a great God. But if he had not created the world and attached his greatness to it, we would not fully understand just how great he is. But because we can look at the world, look at Niagara Falls, look at the Grand Canyon, look at the planets, look at the glaciers, look at the moons, look at the stars, look at the vastness of oceans and seas and rivers and lakes, and then look at the different varieties of fishes and birds and animals and beasts and cattle, we can see that this is a great God full of greatness, because his world that he created is manifesting his greatness on a daily basis. The sun races to the sky to manifest the greatness of God. Every day the animals are out doing their things and their glory, manifesting the greatness of God. Me as a human being, you as a human being, getting up, moving with all of these bones and limbs and organs in our bodies, manifesting the greatness of God. So greatness has to attach to something, and it's attached to ability. When greatness attaches to the ability in a young man, then as the ability grows, the greatness grows. As the ability matures, the greatness matures. As the ability changes, the greatness changes. The higher the ability, the higher the greatness. And once the greatness becomes mature and the ability becomes mature, it will bring you before great people, great men. Now, young people, young men, I was saying earlier to myself, you can't just go up to an event at the White House, open your mouth and sing before the president and the first lady and the congressmen, and you can't sing a lick. The president office is the highest office. To be invited to his house or the White House to sing before him and the people he's invited to his event, you have to be of great stature. You have to have a well-seasoned voice. You have to have credentials that show you are a great singer. Why would he invite someone who can't even sing one note to sing and honor him and his people? See, it don't work like that. It don't work like the same thing with track, same thing with football, same thing with basketball, same thing with baseball, same thing. You just can't walk on a field and expect to be a superstar. Ability alone is just ability. Ability alone is just ability. Some of us got more than one type of ability, but which one are you focusing on the most? If football is the only thing you focused on, but during your early days, your mother had you in piano classes and you can play very well. She had you in singing classes and you can sing very well. But you wanted to play football. You focused all your time, all your energy, all your resources on football. So the other gifts, yes, you have the ability to sing, young man. You have it. And you have the ability to play the piano. But you stop training the gift. You stop advancing in the training and the development. You did not bring it to maturity. So all you have is an ability to play. Without training and development and mentoring and coaching, all you have is an ability. The reason you have made it to the pro level, you went from high school to college to pro level, the reason you made it to pro level, look at all the years of training, look at all the years of coaching, look at all the years of mentoring, look at all the years you've had to develop the gift, to develop the ability, but all at the same time, look at how the greatness from when you was a boy and said, I'm going to be a great football player. Look at how the greatness attached to the ability. And whatever your ability, you put the more energy in, the more investment in, the more time in, that's where the greatness will be revealed. You want people to know you for your musical ability, your singing ability, your drawing ability. Whoever would have thought that President Bush could draw the way he draw? Whoever would thought that President Bush was an artist? Whoever thought that? We never saw that ability. We saw him being president. We saw him in government, because that seems to be where he focused most of his energy, most of his time, and most of his resources, and spent money and homing in on his gifts and his crafts and training himself in economics and all of this stuff. And then he became the president of the United States. I wonder what ability we are not seeing in Barack Obama. I know that he's a lawyer. He's a professor of law. We know that this man is very smart. He's the president of the United States. And I'm sure that professor of law degree and everything he knows about the law has come in handy while he was the president of the United States. He took up that in his college days, but he must have said even when he was younger he was going to be great. But my point is what else in it that he can do? We also know he can sing. We also know that he can sing, and we don't know exactly how well he can sing. We've seen some things, but we do know he got a voice. My point is, he might could have really made something of that, but that is not where he invested the time, the energy, and the money. He invested it on politics, and now you see the greatness in politics. I'm teaching you and I'm telling you, and this is true. Whatever greatness attaches to, that's what it seeks to manifest. Whatever greatness attached to, that's what it manifests. Whatever it attached to, that's what it manifests. Pre-adult teen males, 17, 18, and 19 years old, at a time in your life where you are about to approach adulthood, scared crazy out of your mind. Some of you can't wait to get out your mom and dad house. Some of you can't wait to get out from under those rules and curfews. You think that if you get away, your life will be so much better, but you will become more responsible. You will learn as you continue to grow and become a man and then eventually take on family. You will have learned that you should have enjoyed those years when you was a pre-adult teen. You should have really enjoyed the years when you was a teenager, and you should have enjoyed your pre-teen years and, my God, your youthful years when you was a boy, an older boy, younger boy, junior boy, whatever. You should have enjoyed all of the years of your life prelaying to you being responsible and having a family and got to bring in the bread and butter, got to pay car payment, insurance, house note, got to have license, got to see about those kids, got to buy clothes, got to buy shoes, got to do this, got to get hair did. My God, don't have a house full of girls. Got to get all of their hair did, all their nails did, buy all their clothes and all of this and deal with all them attitudes and all of them problems and all of them issues and all of them circumstances. You would sit back like I am now at 50 years old saying, my God, did I enjoy my teenage years? Did I enjoy my pre-adult teen years? I wish I had enjoyed them and not been in such a hurry trying to get out and be an adult. It fascinates me that the young people are in such a hurry to become adults. Like, this is a wonderful thing. It's about responsibility. It's about being responsible. It's about keeping things checked. It's about doing what's right. It's about sacrificing your life, your time, your money, your energy to help someone else come up in this world. So preteen male, are you focused? Let's talk real quick. I got a few more minutes. How about this is greatness, releasing your greatness now. For the preteen, for the teen males, and I'm talking in three categories. I'm talking about the pre-adult teen males, I'm talking to the teen males, and I'm talking to the preteen males who are on their way to being teenagers. My God, if you ever dealt with these categories, I thought raising them as children was something. You ain't dealt with nothing yet until you get to the preteen and the teenager and the pre-adult teen. That's when it gets complicated because you're dealing with complex personalities that have not stabilized, but they are constantly shifting. It's like a little small earthquake constantly going off. You never know who or what you're dealing with their attitudes and their emotions. You never know. So here. Even when their attitude and emotions are off whack and hormones are off whack, is greatness still there? Yes, it is. Is great ability still there? Yes, it is. Is all of that potential still there? Yes, it is. But it's got to be guided, got to be instructed, got to be mentored, got to be developed, got to grow, got to mature. You have to grow in greatness. You have to become mature in greatness. You just don't have greatness and you're mature. You have to mature in the greatness that is upon you. You have to come into it. You have to grow into it. You have to mature. It's been there all the while, but you have to grow into it. So informing teen males, informing. What do we mean by informing? I'm informing you today that you need to enjoy your years as teenagers. I'm informing you today that there's greatness inside of you, untapped potential. I am informing you, stimulating your mind to take a look at your life as a teenager, pre-adult teen, teen male or preteen male. I'm informing you today that there is greatness in you, untapped potential, that has to attach to ability. Quit knocking yourself down. Quit beating yourself down. Quit throwing yourself down. Quit, you are your worst enemy. Quit making yourself feel lower than dirt. You have an ability. Maybe you're not a pro athlete. Maybe you're not pro athlete material. Maybe you can't run track. You got two twisted feet. You know what I'm saying? You got dope feet. Maybe you can't run track. Hey, but you're smart. You're smart, and you know business. You know business. You know that dollar. You know how to, you know, even as a teenager, you know how to take a dollar and make $100. You know that doggone dollar. You need to look into the money category. You need to look into banking and finances. You need to look into investments and all of that. You might make do good on Wall Street. You got to go where the ability is. Okay, you like music. You like music, sir. You like music. You like to write music. You like to sing music. You like to play guitar. But everybody in your family plays football, and they happen on you, but you need to go play football. Well, you like to play the guitar. You like to write songs. You like music. You want to be a music artist. That's where the ability is. Get out there on that football field with them duck toes, duck feet. You can't run. You can't run. You can't stand to be hit like that. You don't want no broken bone. You don't want to be in that kind of confrontation. You want to stand behind a microphone and sing and let your voice echo throughout the nation. But you're trying to hold up to a tradition and a family where all the men play football. You might go play football, but that is not your passion. That is not your desire. You want to be a music star. And you're very good at it. You got a very nice voice. You sing very well. You've taken music. You know the scales. You know it all up and down. You know how to play your guitar. You can play your guitar blindfold. You've also learned how to play the piano and the keyboard. You know how to write music. You know what the notes are. You know how to do it all, but you're being pushed to play football, something you don't care one dime about. Here it is again. Whatever you attach greatness to, that's what greatness will manifest. So I say to you young people, know the direction you're going. Know the abilities you have. Explore the abilities so that you can go in that direction. Because what's the purpose of spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a college education, taking something you never wanted to be in? You know what I mean? What is the point of that? What is the point of wasting a school scholarship on something, and once you finish that, you go do something totally different? Take where your passion is. That's where you'll find the most happiness. Informing the young people, educating the young people. If you like football, get to the computer, find out everything you can find out about football. If it's baseball, if it's basketball, if it's skating, whatever it is, if it's music, if it's singing, if it's government, go and learn everything you can learn about that area and enhance your ability. Don't wait for nobody to teach you everything. Now you can go to the computer and you can learn stuff without nobody even opening the book to you. Learn everything. Educate yourself about the ability. You know that you say, oh, I like baseball. Then go learn everything. Learn what scores are. Learn what this is and that. If it's football, learn what the 100-yard line is. Learn what first down is. Learn what the coaches. Learn the coaches. Learn everything you need to learn. So when you get out there, you ain't got to be taught everything. Impact. Always impact yourself with new. Stay afresh, stay upbeat with current things. See what's going on. See what's changing in the football arena, basketball arena, boxing arena. See what's happening. See, stay informed, okay, and then change it. Be willing to change yourself to meet the requirements and the demand of the sports you're going into. You cannot expect to go pro if you won't practice. You can't expect a college to pick you if you're not good in football. You can't expect that. If you're trying to want a college football team to pick you, but you ain't good in football, No, you got to meet the requirements. You got to put, you got to do the necessary changes. You got to do the things required. If you need to eat right, eat right. If you need to run, run. If you need to jog, jog. If you need to work out, work out. Whatever you need to do, do it so that you meet the requirements, that you may be able to enhance the ability. And now, we're talking about these steps on how to bring out the greatness. Training. Now, I don't know any pro football player who just walked out of his front door and went right to the pro field and then got out there on the field and played the first game and ain't had no bit of training. Ain't picked up a football player, a football in his life. No, you're going to make it to the great level, you got to have great training. Many, many, many hours and years of training and development of your gift, of your skill, of your ability. So do the training. Look at here. When you're in the off season, get out there and exercise. Get out what you're waiting on. You're waiting on to go back to the – you're waiting for the season to come back. So it's the off season for football. So you ain't doing nothing. You're just waiting, waiting for the season because the coach can tell you how far to run. Coach can tell you how much to jump. Coach can – no, in the off season, do – be your own coach. Run the bleachers, run the streets, lift weights, do your exercises, work out, do what you got to do to keep yourself in tune, to keep yourself in check. And when you come back the next season, be better than you were the last season. We're about to close this thing out. Equipping. Equip yourself. Get the right things that you need to play the game you need to play. Get the right things. Get the right things. Get the right things. Get the things that you need. Equip yourself, not only physically, not only materially, but now physically equip yourself. Equip yourself. If you want to be a linebacker in football and you weigh only 100 pounds, you need to go work out. You need to gain some weight. You need to eat some protein. You need to build some muscle mass. You need to get yourself where you can knock down some of these big players. Now, don't expect to be 98 pounds trying to take down a 400-pound man. See, you've got to equip yourself. Same thing with college. If you want to go to college and it's biology or whatever you want to be a doctor, equip yourself. You can't expect to be a doctor partying every night. No, how you going to be a doctor and you out partying every night? But all the other folks doing their work, you out partying every night. You're flunking all your exams. You are not equipping yourself to be a doctor in any other field. There come a time of responsibility. Greatness attaches to ability. If you don't work on ability, then there ain't no greatness. There ain't no greatness if you don't work on ability. Inspiring. Read stories that inspire you. Search the internet. Look at the TV. Watch some of the guys that done played the game. I watch with my son some of the football heroes, and I watch how inspired he become. Basketball, it's plenty of people. All these people that done went on and done it before you, they got inspiring stories. Some of them even got strung out on drugs, but they was able to come back and resume that high rank of greatness even after a dramatic fall. Find inspiring stories. One-armed people doing great things. People with no legs doing, be inspired. If you ain't got no legs and you sitting there watching a man run the Olympics with these metal legs, be inspired. That will get you some of the metal legs. You ain't got to sit there with no legs. Be inspired. Be motivated. Find stuff that motivates you, that keeps you motivated, that keeps your motivation level high when you're involved in sports. Yes, you lost that game, but now automatically motivate yourself and don't give up. Don't ever give up. Just motivate yourself. And then what's next? Empowering. Stuff around you. Keep stuff around you that empower you. Look at, if it's football, look at the stories of other athletes and let it be empowering to you. Always have the positive flowing in and not the negative. If you're around too much negativity, find some positive outlets. Find positivity. If the coach is the one that talks to you positive, always ask the coach, can you ask him something? Keep that positive line floating to you. And we're about to get out of here in a minute. I'm almost through here. And enriching and renewing. Sometimes you got to refresh yourself. You got to renew yourself. Sometimes after you've done something for a while, you start getting lack in it. You start losing confidence. You start losing your passion for it. And you have to refresh yourself. You have to renew yourself. You have to refresh yourself. Remind yourself why you're in it. Remind yourself why you're doing it. And then you have to go forward. Now, all of these things I just called out and enriching, always enrich yourself. Always have an enrichment flow of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Always be on the positive and positive high side of things. Yes, there will be struggles. Yes, there will be times when you were going through many players you see now in the pro were poor, but look at it now. Didn't give up. They kept going. They kept pushing. They kept moving. So what am I saying to my preteens, my adult teens, and my preteens, teenagers, and pre-adult teens? Releasing your greatness now. Inside of you is greatness, and you can release it now. Attach it to your ability and be good at whatever you decide to do. If you're going to be a writer, then attach greatness to that ability and don't expect to become a great writer overnight. It takes years of training. And that's right. You don't become a professional athlete overnight. It takes years of training. But if you work on it, if you commit to it, if you hold your head up, if you keep moving, even when it gets difficult, keep moving. And by God, don't put all your time into something you know you don't want to do. That is called a waste of time, a waste of energy. Amen? Now, you can't develop all of your gifts and talents at one time. Some will precede others. Whatever the greatest passion is for, whatever you have the most passion for, develop that one first. Because in the process of developing that one and you become great at it, say your passion is football and you become great at it. Once you get at that level of greatness, now you can go back and you can bring up the others. See, $150 million contract playing football, now you can go and get that music ability and say, you know what, let me pick back up where I left off playing the piano. And now you can go and pay and finish that out. So, releasing your greatness for the preteen male. In a time when young people are faced with so much, going through so much, dealing with so much, facing so much, having to deal with so much, facing so much, going through so much, in that time, we say to them, hold your head up. You are somebody. Black pre-adult teen males are having a hard time. Your life is worth something. Your life is worth what you make it. Your life is worth what you see it worth. If you don't see it worth nothing, then it ain't worth nothing. If you see it worth something, then it ain't worth it. It ain't what I think. It ain't what another race think. It ain't what another people think. It's what you think. What do you think, pre-adult teen male, especially black male, Mexican or whatever color? What do you think your life is worth? Because whatever you think your life is worth, that's what you're going to manifest. If you don't think your life is worth nothing, you're going to go out there and do something stupid to prove that your life wasn't worth nothing. But if you think your life is worth something, you will keep your own self out of trouble. Any man who thinks his life is worth something is not going to go and get himself in a whole lot of trouble. Any man who sees greatness in his future is going to do everything in his power not to do the things to cause that greatness to be destroyed. It's all about, what do you think your life is worth, sir, young man? What do you think your life is worth, pre-adult male, teen male, and pre-teen male? Why are you going to prison? Why are you sacrificing your life for so little? Why are you stealing a candy bar and getting killed? Why are you doing foolish things and losing your life? You didn't think your life was worth nothing? We got this thing going around now where a lot of the young men are thinking their life is not worth it because of what they're seeing, because of the action of people. Your life is worth what you think it's worth. I think my life is worth a whole lot. I think I'm more valuable than diamond, gold, and silver. Even though it don't look like it sometimes, I have to keep encouraging myself, and I have come from a long way. I have come from a very, very difficult and long way. But yet, I keep on moving. I keep on moving. I had a very difficult teenage life. Certain things just were not there for me. But I made it. Without killing anybody, without hurting anybody, without robbing anybody, without taking my anger out on anybody, I made it. So can you. This is your aura. YGN, releasing your greatness now. Master Coach Larry C. Barge saying to the young teen male. Your life is what you think it is. Your life is however you see it. That's how it turns out. If you see it better, it'll turn out better. If you see it great, it'll turn out great, because you will do the things required of you to go that way. So be empowered to keep moving and release your greatness, that untapped potential. Thank you for joining me. Join me next Wednesday at the same time, same place, here in the studios of LBN, LICICS Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Larry Barge, and I thank you for joining me here today. Bye-bye.